This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:45 on your Wednesday morning, February the 26th, 2025, the last Wednesday of the month. It's going to be March before you know it, but we've got a little bit of parading, partying, and celebrating to do before then, as Fat Tuesday is coming up just 6 days away. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. The Pope has been hospitalized in critical condition. We're hearing various reports about how well or not well he's been doing, but it had us wondering, since it's been a while since we've had a new Pope, how the process will work when it is time to find the next pope. So we asked Joel Rollo Costner to join us, a professor of medieval history at the University of Rhode Island and specialist of the late medieval papacy in the Avignon in Rome. Good morning. How are you, Professor?
Good morning. And how are you?
I'm doing well. We're in the midst and throes of Mardi Gras here, and we've got parades every day and every night until Fat Tuesday. So.
Yeah, I'm French, so I know everything about Mardi Gras.
Well, come on down. There's still a few rooms available here or there if you need some place to stay. The Pope has been hospitalized, and it has people wondering about the process now.
Sure.
When was the last time we had a new Pope? How long have we had this Pope?
I think that he was elected in 2013. So what? It's like 12 years. What's interesting, there is a tradition, a very old tradition, which states that very few popes have lasted over what is called St. Peter's years, which means over 25 years. And I think the one of the most recent would have been John Paul II. But also, I was listening to Italian news before I talked to you guys. And so he had a couple of, I think, like three CT scans of his lungs. So he's pretty stable. I mean, he's not out of the woods. And I don't know if you saw any pictures, but he was quite swollen. So he may not be gone yet. I think he's a fighter. But it's kind of, we will see. But in any case, he has been ruling. He has been Pope for something like 12 years.
All right, yeah.
So last one, 2013.
And of course, it would be, since popes tend to be older men, it would be very unusual to see a pope last for 25 years like Pope John Paul II did.
Yes, and actually I have a funny example. So the Avignon papacy is when the popes were resided in France throughout the 14th century. And there is one pope elected called John the 22nd, and he's elected in 1316, if I remember.
you remember it well, 1316.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I don't, it's my specialty. He's elected because he's like in his 70s. So everybody, you know, the cardinals, the College of Cardinals think, well, you know, he's old, he's not going to last a long time. And the irony that he lived up to his 90s, I mean, in the 14th century, that's, you know, not very common. And not only did he live in his 90s, but he's one of the biggest reforming popes that we have in the Middle Ages, because he really created a solid administration, he centralized taxation and everything. So sometimes old men can accomplish amazing things.
And Francis has been widely regarded as a popular pope, but he has not done anything overwhelmingly significant when it comes to changing church policies or reform, has he?
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's interesting because there is a tendency to treat Francis as a very modern, very progressive. You know, the church is a little bit like politics in any countries or in any democracies, where you have a progressive side and you have a traditionalist side. And Francis has always been considered on the progressive side. I mean, he did things like which caused him lots of issues with the traditionalist side, is that he proposed a blessing for same-sex people. He proposed a blessing for, like, divorcees, and then there was some recanting, saying, well, you know, a blessing is not a benediction. So I think that he has tried. He has been one of the first one, if not the first pope, to address climate change. He has a papal letter saying that we need to take care not only of our spirits, but we also need to take care of our planet. So, I mean, he has tried to live with his time, but I think he's also realizing, you know, you have to do politics when you are at the Vatican also. And I think that he realized that there is somewhat of a large group, very traditional, who does not want to see this. So, listen, I am not inside the Vatican because I am a woman, so I would never be allowed to be inside.
Well, you know, never say never, but currently not allowed.
I never say never, but for the past, 2,000 years, it has not happened, so...
I'm going to pause you right there because we got to get to a little traffic update and take a break. And then when we come back, we'll continue this conversation should we expect out of the next pope. If this pope has been progressive, even though he has not done anything permanently to change church policy, there have been some controversial moves by this pope. Will the next pope continue that direction, or do we expect a return to somebody more conservative? And how does the process work? We'll review that after this on WWL. Good morning, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We're talking about the Pope. Pope Francis, 88 years old, has been the Pope for a dozen years and has been in the hospital now for 12 days, battling chronic lung disease and bronchitis. But he was sitting up today receiving therapy, and his prognosis remains, at least for now, pretty positive that he is making progress. A CT scan of his lungs has showed that he is not, at this point, suffering from something that, well, will kill him immediately. Nonetheless, we're talking about what happens when it is time to select the next pope. Joel Rollo Koster is our guest, professor of medieval history at the University of Rhode Island. You were talking about how this has been a pretty progressive pope in Francis. Do you think that when the cardinals select his replacement, they will want someone who is as or more progressive? Or, as we've seen in political circles historically, after a progressive individual, often we see a return to someone more conservative?
So I had that conversation with a journalist, and I said, you know what? I think it's going to follow what's going on in elections all over the world. Basically, if you look at the College of Cardinals, so we have something like 250 cardinals. I don't have the exact numbers, but it's around that. Of the 250 cardinals, somewhat, you have you are not allowed to participate in the vote if you are over 80 years old. So that gives us down to something like 130 cardinals. And if you look at the composition of that voting college, you realize that the majority would go towards a traditionalist. So that would be a group of cardinals which does not really like the way Francis has been going, which would like to go back to things like, you know, the mass in Latin, or, you know, stop blessing several groups of people. But what is interesting is that Pope Francis has anticipated what could happen. And what he has been doing is that what I would call stacking the college, meaning that he has nominated in consistories something like 60% of the College of Cardinals has been named by Francis. So I'm assuming the strategy here is to think that, after all, Francis nominated me, so I'm going to vote like his policies. On the other hand, once Francis is gone, you can also assume that people will vote whatever they want without, you know, thinking, oh, I owe Francis a vote, which would be a progressive vote.
Thank you, Professor. We're running out of time. We appreciate it. When he does die, the Cardinals will convene and we'll see what happens then. Arthur Hardy joins us after the news.